Good morning. It is my privilege and my blessing to be with you this morning. This is the best day of the week. We can be together in the house of the Lord, reading the scriptures, singing praises to Him, and encouraging one another. For our scriptures for this morning, I chose two passages. First comes from the book of Amos. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. Amos 8, 11 through 13. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. In that day, the lovely young women and strong young men will faint because of the thirst. And our second passage this morning comes from John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. Gospel according to John 6, 30 to 35. So they asked him, Jesus, what miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. This is the word of our Lord. In our passages this morning, we are reading about hunger and thirst. In a sense, we all know what these words mean. We say we are hungry when the dinner is a little bit late. And when we are working outside during the summer, or when we are playing outside or inside, we oftentimes get thirsty. We would like to drink. But if we're talking about real physical hunger and thirst, the conditions when a human being is wondering if he or she is going to survive, we are blessed to say that we don't really know such hunger and such thirst. I don't know it either. I remember when I was studying at Reformed Bible College, or what used to be called Reformed Bible College in Grand Rapids, Michigan, I knew quite a few international students there, and one of them told me that most of his life he had a fear of dying of hunger. And when he came to America, one of the first things he did was buying a whole pack, 12 eggs, a dozen of eggs, and frying them and eating them. And he said that he felt somewhat sick afterwards, but then he also felt blessed because now he realized that he didn't have to be concerned of dying of hunger. There are some countries in the world that are experiencing this kind of hunger and sometimes a very intensive thirst as well, or drought. But again, we are blessed not to, most of us, I guess, are blessed not to have ever experienced anything like that. This land is very rich in natural resources, and especially in the good land, good soil that can be used for agriculture. And there are hardworking men and women who are working on the land. And there are good waterways through most parts of the United States, so people don't have to worry about water. But there is another thing, something very different. People oftentimes are hungry and thirsty spiritually. And this kind of condition seems to apply to no matter where you go to. It's no wonder Bruce Springsteen used to sing that everybody's got a hungry heart. There is a universal hunger and thirst. And you know, these flags, they're representing different nations, and some of those nations have trouble, you know, of dealing with hunger physically and drought, but not many of them. You know, majority of those countries, are doing fine in terms of food and in terms of water access. But when it comes to spiritual things, that's a totally different story. You see, spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst applies to every country on the face of earth. It applies to every human being. It applies to every group and every culture and every religion. In our first passage this morning, we read a very poetic and very powerful description that Amos gives of this famine through the land and the drought for the word of the Lord. And Amos describes this consuming desire to find the answer to questions that people have, this consuming desire to satisfy one's hunger and one's thirst. As it was already mentioned this morning, and as I told you 4 years ago, I'm coming from a family of non-believers. Only my grandmother was a committed Christian in my extended family. But it's interesting that even though through most of my life, you know, as a child, I was told that there is no God, there is no God, there is no God, I remember that at age 6, for the first time in my life, I already tried praying. There was this kind of hunger and this kind of thirst that led me to pray. And again, I didn't know God at that time and didn't know the scriptures at all. But there was something pushing me to pray. There is this universal hunger and there is this universal thirst for the word of the Lord. At 14, I got a shortwave radio as a gift, and I started listening to different stations, including some Christian stations. They were coming from outside of the Soviet Union, and we could pick them up. And then at 18 years old, the great thing happened. Finally, I found the word of the Lord. It came to me as a parcel from Australia. A Russian church in Australia managed to send the Bibles by mail into Moscow, and I got a New Testament of my own. And I wanted to read it so badly. You know, I started reading when I was riding a train, and then back home I continued reading, and then I prayed to the Lord to forgive me and to accept me as his follower for the sake of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes you are pushed by this hunger and pushed by this thirst to really search for the Lord. I remember how I was looking for the church after reading the New Testament. Nowadays, with internet and with all the free access to information, it's difficult to realize how difficult it was back then. I mean, it wasn't a long time ago, but still. You see, in the Soviet times, the addresses of the churches weren't listed in the phone directories. And actually, only one evangelical church was open in the whole of the city of Moscow, which is pretty large. At that time, it was 9 million people. So I was asking all my friends, I was even asking some taxi drivers, you know, if they knew where there was an evangelical church, and no one knew, no one heard of it. Then eventually, one of my friends told me that once he passed by the church near this particular subway station, and I took subway to that station, and then I walked around asking people, you know, is there a church nearby? And some people were a little bit afraid of my question, and others would just say, no, we don't know. Only on the second try, I managed to find the church. You know, again and again, we hear similar stories even today from Back to God Ministries listeners in Russia, in the Arab world, in Indonesia, in Japan, in many, many other countries. People are searching for the Lord, and this hunger, this thirst, they are so universal, and they're at times they are so strong that we can only marvel, because those are blessed hunger and blessed thirst. In our New Testament reading this morning, we are reading about people challenging Jesus to give them miraculous signs. A very common approach, I would say, from sinners. They want signs, and those people, they want something very real. They've just, 5,000 of those people were just fed by Jesus, and they really want more of that. And in a sense, they're challenging Jesus' uniqueness, because they say, yeah, it was great, you know, that you gave us food, but it was only once and only to 5,000 people. With Moses, it was different, you know, he did that to the whole nation. He was feeding the whole nation, they say, and for the whole time in the desert, for all those years. Well, Jesus says that it wasn't Moses who was feeding you, but God. And actually, he points to himself, saying that he is universal bread and water that people are searching for. Again, in every culture, in every nation, in every religion, Jesus' words sound true. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. Last time, when I was in your church, I shared several stories from our listeners, listeners who were searching for the Lord, listeners who found the Lord and now joined the church. Yes, we used to talk a lot about the listeners. Now it is expanding. You know, our ministry is not just radio anymore when it comes to Russia. We're using internet a lot. And it's a new medium But you know, the hunger and the thirst, they're the same. And we're getting so many hits and so many visits from younger people usually. And their questions, you know, some of them are so tough, but they betray this hunger and this thirst. They betray this search for the Lord. Natalia from Moscow writes to us, I think it is a comment left on our website. There is a special section there where you can leave your questions or your comments. And she says, I read on your website that the one who believes in Christ as the Lord and trusts Him as a Savior will be saved. From what or from whom does Christ save? One more thing, who gave Jesus this name, Christ? Those are good questions, and I'm very glad that a teenager from Moscow was prompted to write to us and to ask those questions, because I can see that she is searching for the Lord. Konstantin from southern Russia says, also writes to us on our website, he says, I'm trying to believe in God, but I'm really struggling. Please help me. I do not understand how could God allow people to invent and use the nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons. I'm not saying that it's God's fault. I'm mostly disturbed with the issue of people's guilt. Please help me to believe. Those are some of the messages of hunger and thirst that we are receiving from our people in Russia, from listeners, from people who visit our websites, or from people who write to us. And those are stories that are repeated again and again and again throughout the world. And every of these flags is representing the country that is struggling with spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst. And you know what's amazing? In our scriptures today, we read about Jesus becoming bread for us and water in order to satisfy our innermost desires for communication with God. He gives us the miracle of salvation, and then He tells us, go out and feed the hungry. And sometimes this commandment means literally feeding people who are physically hungry. Sometimes that's what it means. But it always means that we have to be out ready to feed people with the gospel, ready to satisfy their thirst for the word of the Lord. You know, the word of the Lord goes out, and then people are finding the most amazing meal that is being served by our Heavenly Father. It's a very nutritious, wonderful meal. There is also this precious, fresh water. It's not some kind of sweet, soft drink that doesn't satisfy your thirst, but it is this amazing water that you want to drink on and on. Not long time ago, we got this letter from a 77-year-old widow. This elderly lady says that my children and grandchildren are away from me. I live alone in my house, but I don't feel lonely, because the Lord saved me back in 1988. I'm your regular listener. How marvelous it is that He is proclaiming His word through you. How thankful we are that you are feeding us with the word of the Lord. A younger man, Nikolai, says, "Today I'd like to bless you with my modest contribution for your ministry. I wish I could send you more, but my salary isn't much. I appreciate what you are doing for the gospel and for me personally. Honestly, I can't find the words to thank you for the spiritual food that you provided. I love the Lord and I'm always thanking Him for such dedicated workers as you are." As I already mentioned, it is a blessed hunger and blessed thirst that the Lord is sending throughout the whole earth. And we are thankful when we find the Lord and those hunger and thirst are satisfied finally. In my life, the Lord satisfied my hunger and my thirst when I was 18 years old. And then I worked at local radio station, and then I worked at HCJB Radio in Quito, Ecuador. I studied at what used to be Reformed Bible College and what it is still today, Calvin Theological Seminary. You know, long, long walk, but to be honest with you, at times I still feel hungry when I'm reading the scriptures, when I'm reading the Psalms. There is still hunger, there is still this thirst, and it is some really blessed desire that we have. The Lord satisfies our desires through His Word, and then He tells us to be ambitious, to be brave, and to feed others and to give them water, that is Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for standing with us as we are proclaiming the word of the Lord throughout the whole earth, through different nations. You know, those are difficult times economically, and we really treasure all your support and your prayers. And you know, whenever I have a chance to address people who are standing with us, I'm always prompted to remind you that there are people next to you who are also hungry and who are also thirsty. We are very thankful that you are concerned for people throughout the world. But sometimes, you know, the most difficult thing is to be concerned with someone in your own family or in your own neighborhood, in your own smaller community. As we are looking at those flags, we are discovering the U.S. flag there, not only Russian or Chinese or Haitian flags. At times we don't see this spiritual hunger. At times we don't detect this spiritual thirst, but they are there. The Lord is good and He keeps sending those desires into human hearts to find Him and to fellowship with Him. And as we are starting to celebrate the Mission Emphasis Week, I'd like to challenge everyone this morning. During this week, try to look around. Talk to people. Talk to people to whom maybe you don't usually talk. And try to detect. Maybe they have this hunger. Maybe they have this thirst. And maybe you are the one who is called to satisfy those desires and to present the pure gospel of Jesus Christ to the hungry and thirsty people. Jesus gives a wonderful promised all of us. He says, your forefathers ate manna and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He points out to himself, and we can be thankful, forever thankful to him. And we can look forward to this wonderful eternal life with him. Amen. And now let us bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of your mercy, and we praise you for this wonderful day. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to be in your church, to read your word, to sing praises to you, and to be encouraged by the stories of what you are doing throughout the world. Lord, you are the one who are sending the thirst for your word. You are the one who is sending the hunger for salvation. Sometimes those desires are very strong. At times they are not very pronounced, but they are still there. We thank you for satisfying our deepest desires. And we also thank you for sending us out into the world and telling us to feed the hungry. Lord, you are eternal bread. You are the freshest water. And when the hungry and thirsty people hear about you, their hearts are satisfied. Lord, this morning we are reminded to pray for all those hungry and thirsty people throughout the world. Many of them are searching so badly. Others are in denial in terms of their situation, but the hunger and thirst are still there. Lord, open their eyes to the beauty of your gospel. Give them this opportunity to hear the gospel and to understand it and to believe in it and to join your church. Lord, we are reminded to pray for all the pastors, all the evangelists, all the missionaries throughout the world who are faithfully carrying out your vocation, who are proclaiming your word, who are out there to feed the hungry and to give water to those who are thirsty. Lord, we're also asking for your special blessing on us. As we are looking around, as we are trying to detect if there are people who are spiritually hungry and thirsty in our own family, in our own neighborhood. As we are talking to people, please give us the right words. Please give us wisdom so that we can feed those hungry and give drink to those who are thirsty, and so that we would point them to Jesus Christ. In the name of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray, Amen.